Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very tired.
How was the party, the VCH conference?
Oh, it was amazing. The turnout was amazing. The support was amazing. The lectures. Students who put out the complete video, you could see the marketplace. It went good.
Perfect,
everybody needed to buy something in the marketplace, to buy merchandise, to buy stuff, to buy food, to buy. Anyways, let me keep quiet. Let the video come. But I am very tired.
I think your microphone has a little bit of noise. Can you check it, please? Because to hear you well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's good now. Yeah, I saw the conference videos, the tweets, all the stuff that you were downloading to Twitter. I think it was a success. I congratulate every one of you there in Africa. You have a huge community, a BCH community, that really embrace all what it is about, right? The P2P philosophy of life. I think that Nigerian BCH community is one of the greatest of the world, I think. Yeah, so I would like to be there sometime in the future. Maybe it will be interesting to get to know Nigeria. Another culture that you have there.
Yes. So basically, all credit goes to Neuron, the point man in African Nigerian community. And we have other point men that we are actually supporting to host a conference, like Sudan conference, we still come up. Kenya conference will come up. Somalian conference will come up. We already have a point man in Ghana. So by 2 years time, properly, Africa Unite will host a mega conference having every African country coming together for a massive adoption. Governmental officials, president, the whole Bitcoin community members, it will be amazing. We will make miracles. I promise you, my brother.
Yeah, yeah. I think you are true in your words. You have true in your words, truth. In this Twitter space, my friend, the two topics that we are supposed to talk about is smart BCH and also cash tokens. But I will first talk to Cholos Army community who are here with us. I will give you an update on our roadmap. We have a Cholos Army roadmap. And I want to tell every Cholos Army here that we are building the army, okay? This Cholos Army, as everyone here knows, every time they join a Smart BCH Twitter Hangout by me or my friends like Shibu, they will be gifted a Cholos Army NFT. And this Cholos Army NFT grant you an RMC reward. RMC is our currency in Cholos Army. And this RMC reward can increase exponentially if you have more NFTs in your wallet, right? If you have two in a Cholos Army NFT, your reward is 2x. If you have six Cholos Army NFT, you have six times more reward, okay? This is for every Cholos Army owner that tweets about the hashtag Cholos Army and has their Cholos Army NFT as profile picture in Twitter. So if you want to read more about us, you can read in Readcash in my profile, in Gutiman 18 profile in Readcash. I explained very well there how you can earn RMC by owning Cholos Army. And here comes the new thing, okay? There will be a higher rank Cholos Army members, and this Cholos Army higher rank will be called replicants, okay? Like a kind of a sergeant in the army, for example. These replicants will have a fixed monthly income of 200 RMC, okay? They will earn this monthly fixed income, the replicants, and we will choose as community these replicants, Cholos Army, every 33 members that have joined the army, okay? Every 33 new members, we will choose one new replicant Cholos Army, and this replicant Cholos Army will be granted monthly 200 RMC, okay? As monthly income, these replicants will have the capacity, the authorization to create their own Smart BCH Twitter Hangouts, and they will also reward as me. As I am rewarding you, you will also be able to reward the people coming to your own Twitter space with Cholos Army NFTs, and you can also provide the RMC rewards to people that are tweeting in your own section of your army, okay? I will explain it better in my YouTube channel, this new members of the Cholos Army that we are creating. But here we are going to focus on our topic, okay? This topic that it is very controversial right now, because we have two sides right now in the BCH community that they are wanting to create their own token economy, I think, okay? We are different, we are not the same, this is true, okay? No one can replicate to me that we are the same thing, because we aren't, okay? So, do anyone here want to, or know how to explain what Smart BCH is? Why we are different from cash tokens, for example? Do anyone want to have a word about this? Okay. Do you hear me? Okay, maybe we have a problem with the audio, I don't know. Okay, but I am going to continue talking. Okay, what is Smart BCH different from cash tokens, right? First of all, we have to understand, my friends that are here, that Smart BCH is a different version of Ethereum, okay? So Ethereum was the first crypto project that was widely diffused to all the world, okay? Everyone get to know Bitcoin and Ethereum as well, and get mainstream because of the smart contract capability that people start building in, okay? The difference in Ethereum versus Bitcoin, for example, is that you can create your own economy, your own community, okay? By creating these contracts that can interact with the common internet, okay? Using the blockchain. That is this unique capability that this technology has to be censorship resistant, okay? To be able to be also pseudonymous instead of completely public to the company which own your own data, okay? So this was the revolution that Ethereum bring to the world, okay? Smart BCH is a fork okay, of Ethereum, not of Bitcoin. Here is the difference. So as we are a fork of Ethereum, what is our differentiation from them, right? You will think, well, SmartVCH is a VCH friendly EVM. What does this mean? It means that you can wrap your VCH in a SmartVCH and get yield with it, okay? If you see in Dogecoin, for example, their coin that they are embracing is Dogecoin, right? If you see Ethereum, they embrace BTC. You can wrap BTC. There is a lot of BTC wrapped in Ethereum. I think there is more BTC market cap in Ethereum than that in Bitcoin, okay? So this is huge. It is where futures are created, where capitalization of coins is being funded, okay? So SmartVCH is this Ethereum for Bitcoin Cash, okay? We have all what Ethereum has, right? But we are not Bitcoin Cash. So this was the identity crisis that some devs from general protocols that are creating these cash tokens have been inducing to the Bitcoin Cash community in Telegram groups, for example, okay? They are talking a little bit of shit talk about SmartVCH competing with cash tokens, and they think that cash tokens is a new bright thing, the new shiny thing and all this. But we cannot compare with each other. That's the truth, okay? Also, other thing, I don't want to give hate to cash tokens, okay? But it is something true that SmartVCH has multiple connections with a lot of other EVMs, okay? Because we are in the same environment, right? So I don't know if anyone here have seen that, for example, we have created a multi-bridge with BlockNG.money. If you go here to the bridge section, you will find out that now we are connected with Dogecoin, with the Binance Smart Chain, and all them are connected with us as well, okay? We are building bridges to other jurisdictions, right? Every EVM is a jurisdiction of its own, but it is very similar to the other EVM, so they can connect each other. It is like in Africa, for example, one country in Africa can be friend with other country in Africa, okay? And it will be a natural relationship because they are very common. They have a lot of things in common. Okay, every EVM is a every EVMs as a whole is a continent, and each EVM is a country. Okay, so we have this advantage. We have a very popular programming language which libraries use. Okay, in SmartVCH, this language is Solidity. So. Everyone here should be learning Solidity, my guys, okay? it is the hottest thing right now. If you go to a Ethereum conference, you will see only Solidity developers being hacking, being creating new apps there, okay? This Solidity thing, this programmer thing, it is what brings people to the conference from every part of the world, okay? We recently have an ETH, an Ethereum conference here in Mexico City, and every people that comes here from Deutschland, from Singapore, from every part of the world, they don't come here only to use Ethereum, okay? They come here to Mexico City because they want to create teams around programming new dApps, new hot applications for Ethereum, okay? This brings people from every part of the world to Mexico City. This is the huge difference between Ethereum and Bitcoin. So cash tokens is Bitcoin Cash, that it's Bitcoin itself, and SmartVCH is Ethereum, okay? But we are VCH friendly, as I said. So this is the difference, okay? I know these cash tokens guys that come from general protocols funding, okay? They were starting this kind of discussions about SmartVCH and giving a little bit of hate to SmartVCH and taking advantage of the recent history that it had, right? That and now if you ask me, the CF history is, as I said, history. Okay, some guys that were affected with a CF thing, now they are like kind of happy. I think they are being re-employed in GP things like cash tokens. Okay, so they are a team, and we in SmartVCH, personally, I think that we can create hackathons, for example, to bring more developers to our side. In these hackathons, of course, people will be brought together, okay, to create new enterprises, new dApps, right? What they want in return, then they will want to learn, okay, to learn to program. So, I think that maybe I am on, it's only me or it's a common thing here, but I cannot hear anybody else but me talking here. Okay.
Oh.
So okay.
Yeah. Well, you, my friend, I can hear your dog barking. So basically, friends, he has said a lot about the SmartVCH, the history of the SmartVCH, and the cash tokens, and the SmartVCH is a fox of Ethereum. And the good news for the SmartVCH is the fact that a lot of things are beginning to normalize. We just left a downfall, which plenty issues started to erupt, and the good thing about these issues is that it helped us to know the projects that are mainly for SmartVCH. We got to know projects that really have SmartVCH at heart, and so on and so forth. Then with the multi-bridged which is currently about to be 100% in full, I think and I know that SmartVCH will be the hottest thing in the whole blockchain. Little by little will we grow. Little by little will we grow. Now, what's the difference of SmartVCH versus the cash token? The truth is that there is no comparison with SmartVCH and cash token, because if you check our track records of what has been accomplished, you take the track records of what the SmartVCH has brought into the blockchain sector, you realize that it has no quantifiable ground. And these are the things that draw people to SmartVCH. One of the key thing for SmartVCH is the fact that it is more or less zero fees, and it's a palatable ground and an open space for any young dev coming up to strive, and that's really, really, really amazing. That's really, really, really. So, my brother Kuti, man, you're not the only one talking. Hope you can hear me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can hear you now, my friend. So, yeah, I built a huge talk about this in Telegram groups, in lots of them. For example, here we have some topics that are a little bit hot, okay, spicy, that they come from their own groups, from cash token groups, okay? They are talking about, for example, creating a shit token environment for Bitcoin using these cash tokens thing, okay? Some others have replied about this topic, and they say no, because Satoshi, for example, always wanted to create a social currency in top of Bitcoin. Okay, this is kind of history, guys. So if you don't know, Satoshi Nakamoto created a lot of emails, okay, where he discussed various topics. One of them is about the scalability of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin Cash, born from this kind of philosophy, okay, where Bitcoin scales and Bitcoin creating top of it a programmable money, okay. So all of this is what General Protocols is trying to achieve, okay. This is the group that is creating this controversial attitude, okay. They were very kind of happy with what happened in the past to Smart BCH, okay, because this gives them a little bit of platform to talk about their project, okay. So if you see them talking about Smart BCH, you know why, okay, because they need this kind of attention. I think it is very nice that Bitcoin Cash is trying these new things, okay. We can remember in the past, for example, the SLP, the Simple Ledger Protocol that they created, there were a lot of SLP tokens out there, and most of them now they don't have a platform to reach the world. Okay, so I think this is the main problem they have, that they are unable at a certain point to reach various market options, okay, to reach the people. Because if you see a Bitcoin Cash, it has always been like the project that wanted to create this delusion about what Bitcoin really is. Okay, some people think that BTC is the real Bitcoin. That's why they hate BCH, and you know this is true. Okay, so Bitcoin Cash has this philosophy that it is very niche, of people that can think for themselves and have made their own research. Okay, so we are like the round table of King Arthur, okay. We are like knights of Bitcoin, so this can expand to every corner of the world, okay. Our philosophy, it's correct. We are reaching a lot of applications, for example in PayPal and all these other huge companies that have taken BCH as its currency for their clients. But it is not enough, okay? Cash tokens will not have a huge reach for people, because Ethereum will flippen Bitcoin in the future, okay? This is a thing that almost everybody knows. Ethereum is very scalable. This is because of the EVMs, okay? Every EVM is Ethereum as well. It comes from Ethereum. Okay, and this product connects with Ethereum. It brings developers from Ethereum. Also, they go to Ethereum. So this is the scalability that we are having here in the Smart Bitcoin Cash. Okay, that cash tokens will never have. Okay, because for example, if you want to develop a project in cash tokens, you can do it maybe with a nice user interface that General Protocols can create for you, for example. But if you want to bring developers to your project to develop in cash tokens, it will be very difficult, okay? Because not everybody knows how to program cash script. Some people like Joe Martagana, that is in both projects, he has talked about maybe hackathons for bringing new cash token developers, for example. But it is not very widespread, okay? Not everybody as well know what Bitcoin Cash is, for example. So here in Cholos Ramirez, we have our token, we have our NFTs, okay? We can go to any platform to hire devs for, not for full time, but for half time, for example, and they will know how to code Solidity, JavaScript, React, okay? And all these come together, okay? You can build an app. If you have the money and the community, you can build the app, okay? Here in Cholos Army, we have the assets, we are building our army. Okay, when we reach, for example, thousands of Cholos army, we will start creating our own bank, because a DEX, what is a DEX but a bank? Okay, we will create a DEX for our Cholos army. Okay, and a staking platform that will be used for staking replicants NFTs, for example. Okay, so we are scaling but building the foundation. Okay, this is, I think, the first thing that every project in cash tokens or smart BCH has to do. First, build your foundation, your mission, your values. Okay, what it is about. Okay, what is your community about? We are about Xoloscuincles, but maybe Africa Unite is about Africa uniting its people around Bitcoin Cash, for example. Okay, so that is a value. And when you create like them a BCH conference, you bring people together, okay, around those values. And this makes the foundation of something bigger or more profitable for everybody, because it, as I said, it is about community, so everybody has to profit, okay? This is what Web3 is about. And Web3 was created by Ethereum, okay? Bitcoin created this decentralized finance that can be resistant to government intervention, okay? But Web3 is an Ethereum thing. What do you think about this, Shibu? Or CryptoRat, if you want to talk also, you have an NFT project, I know, that is the Rat project. You can talk to CryptoRat. I will be very glad to hear you.
Hello, House. So we have CryptoRat with us. We're happy to have you. Please, you could take the mic and tell us your view and your thoughts concerning the smart VCH versus the cash token. And tell us what you feel. What's your view? Please take the mic. Happy to have you, my brother.
Hello.
Hello, do you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Ah, cool. Well, you know, I think, first of all, hey all, CryptoRat here. So we've made the jump to Smart BCH from SLP. SLP is, of course, another protocol on the main chain. And I think cash tokens is a kind of upgraded version, am I right?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think EVM systems are at the moment very popular, and my feeling is that cash tokens need to have a good value proposition to get real traction. And you know, the software for EVM type networks is pretty good. There's MetaMask, which has been supported for over 5 years, and there's a lot of infrastructure already. When switching from Smart BCH to Dogecoin, for example, it's pretty much compatible. It's easy to use. I think to make cash tokens work, this infrastructure needs to match, or at least, you know, should be better than what there currently is.
Yeah, they have been talking, for example, about if they can coinjoin their cash tokens with BCH. I know the BCH community very well. I know what they want, what they like. Okay, they like privacy, optional privacy. Okay, they like the censorship resistant thing. Okay, they like the hard money thing. They like the P2P philosophy. they like also as well, all these aspects come together, okay? But cash tokens, the question is, cash tokens can do the same things or can expand Bitcoin Cash to a higher level of adoption? I think that maybe it can help give more fees to the miners, for example. Okay, maybe if you see the txstreet.com in the internet, you will see that Mimo Cash, for example, creates a token every second. Okay, the name of the token is SWECDC, something like that, and it is being created like a second. It is incredible what they are doing with that token. I don't know what the fuck they are doing with this token, okay? But it is the most traded token in Mimo Cash, for example, okay? And it creates fees for the miners, right? This is one of the great things that can create this kind of projects, but they can become like dust, like spamming tokens, all these things some people have talked about, okay, in the community as well. If you see txstreet.com and you see Ethereum, you will see a lot of applications creating new transactions. It is something incredible. You cannot realize how much more activity Ethereum is having because of this smart contract thing, okay? They want to create something similar to smart contracts, okay? For example, these cash tokens have introspective codes. What does this mean? This means that the token can see for variables, for classes in the code, okay? They have this time lock verify thing, or so like time locking the multisig. So this is their smart contract, okay? If you program it with Solidity, you will know a token can be born, can be minted, can be transferred, okay, can have voting processes, all these things, because we are Turing complete. But in Bitcoin, they have this thing.
I think on the Bitcoin protocol, this will be pretty powerful. Bitcoin Cash can handle a lot of transactions, not as much as EVM. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And I don't really care about spam.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It is a new application that Bitcoin Cash can have. Okay. The introspection code, as I say, the time lock. What else? Something else they have. Every cash token is included in the same transaction as a BCH. Okay, they are included in the same box. So every UTXO, that it is what Bitcoin is. Every Bitcoin, it is not a coin. It is an output. Okay, of a transaction. That's what Bitcoin is. When you spend Bitcoin, they take the register of every coin at its last stop, okay? That is the UTXO, the last transaction being created. So these UTXOs will have in the same box these cash tokens, okay? So that's the reason that they are giving to everybody that these cash tokens will be better than SLP because it is easier to maintain, okay? It is not a separate ledger, but the same ledger.
SLP had a limitation on the amount of tokens that could be sent on each transaction, which was one, because the first output needed to be SLP. And I assume cash tokens, you can do multiple outputs in the same transaction? Is that true?
Yeah, I think they also give a good thing that they have their own IDE already. Here in In Smart VCH, for example, in Solidity, in EVMs, we have Remix IDE. It is very nice. It is an awesome tool that everybody can use. It's easy to use, easy to deploy the contracts, all this. And they have something called Out IDE, I think. And this IDE is maintained by the same guys. Okay, here one thing that you need to know about cash tokens is that there are only like one or two devs that are giving the whole presentation. Okay, I think one of them is Bitcoin Cash Autist. Other is Jason, I think. And these two guys are bringing the whole presentation. Okay, they are creating this kind of environments that you can work with. And in the future as well, you will depend on these two or three guys that are developing all the environments because of the same thing, okay? Because not everybody knows how to do CashScript and all these things. And they have the monopoly of the developer thing, okay? So this is a failure I see there, okay? It is a weakness that they have. Okay, that only one or three guys depend on the whole project. As in SLP, okay, they depend on them as well. So yeah, that's the thing, right? But they have very huge things that they have brought, like AnyHedge. If anyone don't know about it, AnyHedge is a very nice thing that can bring BCH to merchants all around the world. Why? Because now you can stake your BCH at futures, at long term, okay? And when you cash out, you will always cash out the same USD that you bring in. But if BCH come up, you will bring more BCH out, okay? So doesn't matter if it goes up or down, you will always have your USD. But if it goes up, you can cash out more money. Okay, so this is kind of magic, I think. But it will bring a BCH to a lot of merchants as well. I have a talk about this, and they think they will need a token to be pegged to this AnyHedge thing, so people can use it as currency meanwhile, or stake it and farm it in DEXs, for example. And here in Smart VCH, we also have EdgeHedge. So if anybody knows here, EdgeHedge is the same thing as AnyHedge, but in Smart VCH.
Can you hear me? Hello. Crypto rat. Yes. Concerning the entity, I think it's a next level. I know it's a next level for the SBCH chain with the XH, and looking at everything that SICOM navigates the XH and the NFTs that will also come out of it. Come out of the XH project. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chibu.
Yes. So the XH project, basically, I'm having network.
The XH. You can redeem an NFT when you stake your SBCH there. That's the thing that I said that AnyHedge doesn't have. So you can redeem any token at all when you stake your BCH there. In XHedge, when you stake your SBCH there, you get an NFT back, okay? And this NFT represents voting NFT, and also other NFT is related to USD. So this is the difference.
Yes, yes. And also another difference is the need for more oracles.
The oracles.
Key importance of the ethic.
You said about the oracles?
Yes.
Oracles, yeah, we have oracles. For example, in Smart Bitcoin Cash, you can leverage Chainlink, for example, in your smart contract. It is a huge thing, right? You can take all this data from all sides. We were talking yesterday in a Smart Research Telegram group about a project that can be created inside Smart Research related to order book, okay, and sports industry also. So you can create a sports book that gets data from gambling sites, and you can gamble, for example, I don't know, 5 RMC for this guy. If he wins, you win 10 RMC because the other guy fails, right? So this gambling thing can be created in a Smart BCH very easily. We only need devs, okay? The money is there, the infrastructure is there. So if we create a nice team, okay, we can create huge, huge profitable businesses that use SBCH. At the end of all, Smart BCH also benefits BCH, okay?
True. Very true. That's very, very true. And another thing about the XH I love the most, and I am eager to experience, is because I have a multi-staking site, that's African Unite has a multi-staking site. If you have a level NFT and a hedged NFT, and if they all belong to one account, it is said that account can get all locked BCH by burning both NFT token. Now, this is really, really amazing, and it gives the investors of the NFTs great power, and that's really, really, really mind blowing about the XH. Can you hear me, or do I have network?
Yeah. Excuse me, the mic was off. So yeah, this XH thing was announced by Kui like by May. It was one of the third things that we were developing, giving this priority to other things, like, for example, the SHA-Gate. Okay, XH is very, very nice. Developed. Okay, it is already for the public as well, I think. What is stopping people from staking in XH? I don't know. We have to talk with Kui about this, why they are not giving this awareness to Smart BCH users, because I think that technology is already there, so people can start using it to hedge against volatility, okay?
No, I said you can keep speaking.
Yeah. I will give a resume about what we talk here. We talk about why Smart BCH and its connectiveness with other EVMs and its Ethereum nature can bring more users, more power to Bitcoin Cash, as well it can grow its own environment. Okay, this is one of the third thing that we talk here. Other thing is how leveraging this technology can help you grow your community, which will profit everybody, okay, and will be the foundation to huge to bigger technology. Okay, almost every project starts with the technology, but they don't have a community, okay, that have faith in them, or they have, or they share this, they share the same history or values. They all, they only come as new people, newcomers. They go, they come, they go. Maybe they will not stay because they are not building a strong community. So I emphasize about this creation, okay, from foundation, right? We also talk here about the Bitcoin Cash conference that Chibu was in, that it was a huge success, okay? It brought a lot of people. I don't know how many people come to the BCH conference in Nigeria. Can you tell me a little bit how many people were there? Hello, hello. Well, I can also say that we talk here about building the army. Every 33 members will be elected one replicant. Okay, the replicant is a higher rank inside the Cholos Army community. I talk about the fixed income that we are giving to replicants, to the, and how they can do the same job as I am doing, okay, of rewarding people for events or for tweeting activity. That's also other thing. What else? What else? I think we have covered all for today. Our community in Philippines is maybe sleeping right now. There is like 2 a.m. the clock. So thank you very much, everybody coming here. I know that there were some interference or noise in the Twitter space, that the audio was not very good. Okay, but we do it, guys. Thank you, everybody, for coming here. You know, you can redeem your Cholos Army NFT if you come here. I love you all. Thank you, Chibu. Thank you, Crypto Rat. Thank you, Glenn, Brittany, Seneca, Quad also, AK Tonics, all of them. Thank you. And
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Good tonight.
yeah.
We truly appreciate your benevolence when it comes to distributing NFTs to those that join. That's really, really remarkable. The SBCH chain in totality, truly really appreciate. And we see your struggle, we see your support system, and it is top notch. To Crypto Rat, thank you. Thank you for joining in. Fahud, we totally appreciate you. It is an in-gathering we are doing. And before we close the space, we would like to say it is all about bringing the whole SBCH community member together. And we're fighting for a common goal. That's all we are doing. Nothing more, nothing less. We would like to say thank you to the Philippine community. I can see a lot of them. And like I say, the Philippine people, good people, great nation. Have a nice day. Have a good time. And see you all for the next space. Good to men. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Cholos Army. Bye-bye.